Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the next episode of the Apex Show. I hope you're doing great as always, and I'm back here today with another episode of the Apex Show. Let's get started. Cool. So first off, being very honest up front, trying to be as humble as I can, even though I'm not sure if that's the best thing to do here. I'm really solidly so freaking looking up to all the people out there who are just working harder. And maybe in a different sphere in terms of not working harder, but in terms of also working harder in a way that they have the courage to go out there when they don't know all the answers, and they have the courage to bet on themselves and make hard decisions, have all the hard conversations that they need to have. They go out there and face all the criticism that they'll for sure will face, and just be slapped in the face so many times, and just stand up without any second thoughts. And essentially, like, even looking at this, I really feel that this is one of the biggest pitfalls that I'm currently even right now facing, just really caring too much about what other people think of me. The first thing. The second thing, like, not really being able to make the hard decisions and say no to many projects I'm currently working on. And even in terms of, like these podcasts I'm recording here, and there are many things, like, literally I have like four main categories of stuff that I'm working on. School being one big part of that. Today I've invested like 8 hours into that. Entirely not finished. Tomorrow, another like 8 hours or so. And yeah, like you can do only one thing at a time. Like it's very hard to be doing two things at the same time and being kind of good. You just have to literally tell no to majority of the things you're working on and then just go out. And in terms of even studying materials, like definitely, like, this is the biggest point that I'm trying to tweak, essentially, which thing I should spend the most of my wake time on. Like should I go out and should I just do as many things as I can, or rather should I also invest in my education? In terms of like literally I'm rethinking it every single day, looking back at me and asking myself the question, like, okay, is this education that I'm listening to, even though, like, I'm listening to banger programs that cost, like, thousands and thousands, even, like, tens of thousands of dollars, like, are these, is this a form of procrastination, or is this a form of actual education that will enable me to perform on a much higher level? The big factor that I've actually done, I went ahead and bought a second phone. Why? I kind of like was fed up with watching social media and being distracted the entire day and like not being there for about 2 days now. I really feel that I'm way more focused. I am way more centered in terms of actually focusing on the stuff that I have to be working on. And with that being said, it's like literally just the entirety, the only thing that's coming to my mind is that, okay, like, we've made a lot of progress, but at the same time, like, the progress felt very hard at the moment. But if you just look at the amount of stuff that you've done in the 6 months, like, it's really majestic, it's surprising, it's out of the ordinary, but out of the ordinary comes to life only via sacrifice. And, like, me, for example, being in school, even though I literally feel that, like, that place is giving me almost nothing. Today I've been there. It's literally crazy how inefficient people can be. 4 hours, we are going through some presentations that I could have gone through in 15 minutes. Like very, everything is very, I'm literally just sitting here and thinking to myself, like, gosh, like, I have to wait another 3.5 months just to get over this. And I was just, like, perplexed, like, literally listening to my voice and dropping out that I should have done 1.5 years ago, or going with society and, like, all the statistics and everything else and literally staying here, I'm not sure. The only thing I'm really sure about is that regardless of the option that I take, embracing this, the thing that, embracing the truth that they'll actually suck and that I'll need to go, or I'll have to go through a lot of crap in the future, or challenges, like, that's great. That'll be there. it's like, even right now, like, it's not just about being strategic, it's about just going out there and being very outlandish and expressive and very dangerous in the stuff that you're working on, being super focused. Like even literally right now, like, look at this podcast that I'm recording right now. Look at all the podcasts that I'm recording in the past 120 days. I've invested like 100 hours into that. Like, 100 hours might sound a lot, but literally it's nothing. Like, I don't edit these podcasts. I just sit here. I have my microphone on. I put on my podcast headphones. I just sit down here and I talk. I work for like 17 hours a day. And then I just sit here and I record a podcast and I just literally give it my best. In terms of structuring, preparing stuff here and there, like it's very hard. Like this has never been my priority. Like, first off, like the first 2 or 3 months, my top priority was school. And I feel sick when I'm looking back. I literally feel sick of wasting 1,000 hours of my precious life, just literally being there and doing nothing. And like, not doing nothing, it's essentially like, you only have time. And if you waste time, you waste the most precious commodity that you have. It's interesting. Yeah, I mean, like, literally, the sunk cost bias. I'm in a mentality right now that, okay, like, whatever happened, let's just kind of like keep focused on the future and keep chipping away on all the tasks that have to be done for me to be able to move forward. In terms of, like, the second big thing is that, okay, you essentially even don't need to go to conferences. Like, that's a big bullshit. I mean, like, it's great to go to conferences in a certain way, but literally spending a lot of cash on going to conference, I'm literally rethinking this. I'm gonna see what it is gonna happen, because, like, literally traveling somewhere else and being there 5 days, it just takes you out of the whack. The most amount of progress you'll be able to do at one place, and even for me right now, just literally finding a place where I'll be able to work out and just have everything covered, it's very important for me. For example, today, literally I finished filing my taxes at like 1 a.m. and then, like, working with accountants and filing taxes, stuff like that. Then I just went to the gym, because I had workout on my to-do list, went there, finished the workout like 1:30, got back here, like, did some work for 1.5 hours, now it's 3 a.m., recording this, probably when I'm going to finish it, I'm just going to, like, upload it right away, and then I have some more, like, there's some more structure in terms of taxes and, like, the things we're having going on right now, so I'm going to finish that. Yeah, I mean, like, literally, just be super freaking obsessive about the things you're working on. Don't back down. Like be out there, do stuff, do work, and focus. Like, that's a big one for me. Like, literally, I just, the amount of focus that I've lost today, it was the 11th of March. Like, the amount of progress that I've lost when I just went into school. Like, imagine if you have a circle and the circle gets slashed in the half. Like, you aren't able to produce even 50% of the output that you were able to produce, because the amount of energy and focus and, like, the output power, your horsepower you lose in one project, if you introduce a second project, is proportional to the amount of, like, to the amount of time or to the duration of time that you need to actually spend transitioning from one task to the other. And it's very hard. Like, okay, you have only a limited amount of energy throughout the day. You have only a limited amount of time. And you cannot reallocate it in a way that you're just gonna, like, splendor and do whatever the hell you want. Yeah, I mean, like, literally the way how I have everything structured right now, I just kind of, like, feel the way how everything has taken off in the last two or three months, and I want to just kind of ride the wave and see where it goes. In terms of setting goals, like I've literally broken down, like I've had big goals. I wanted to go to business when I was like 14 years old and literally just went all out and eventually didn't do it because of my parents. I mean, it's very hard to just blame your parents, even though they gave you so much. And like, that's the biggest thing. Like, you have to become a leader. And like, that's even a thing that I'm trying to teach myself. Like, okay, literally you have many people telling you, or have all the people out there telling you how you should live your life. But at the end of the day, you are the person who has to take shots. At the end of the day, like when you'll be 85 years old and you'll have just a snippet of time and a snippet of energy back in your battery or whatever, like these are going to be the things you're going to be regretting the most, like the shots you haven't taken because you were afraid, because you just literally. For me right now, it's a lot about the identity, about the person who I think I am, and just literally increasing this, getting rid of the mental clutter. Doing more, even training myself to do more, because like spending 5 hours of work isn't the same as 5 hours of work, and it usually takes some time. Like even in terms of if you are out of the shape and you want to get into a great shape, it doesn't happen instantaneously. You have to give it a shot. Like you have to wait a bit. If you want to get into a great shape, it takes at least 1 year, depending on where you're starting at. Like, okay, 1 year. So like, okay, let's start 1 year and you're just going to start working out and you won't be expecting any results in the first year. But you're just going to give it the best shot. And that, like, that's the same mentality that you have to have whenever you're starting anything else. Like it's very important just to be very cautious. And like, even right now, like literally I'm rethinking everything and like, just trying to simplify everything. Tomorrow, I guess I should receive my stand-up table. I mean, like right now I'm just having such a production overall in terms of the setup that I have. I have a good chair, I have a microphone, I have literally all the tools that I have here, and just testing the equipment. But at the end of the day, it's not about the equipment. Like that's the thing that I think about. Like wherever you go, there you are, and like the work is gonna still be there, and you just like still won't have the motivation to do the work. And even the thing that I'm really reminding myself every day of is just like, okay, give it at least 60 days, give it at least 100 days, and have strict KPIs that you're going to follow, because after the first 100 days, something happens. And the thing that happens is like, so to say, like the automaticity or everything just becomes so much easier for you. And I can even see that on the, like my push that I've done in terms of like just pushing hard for how many days, days since 5th of November, like 130 days. The thing that I've done, cool, just got a message, so kind of like threw me out of the whack. Yeah, just summarizing everything, have just one thing that you're working on, and don't be multifaceted, like just literally have one thing that you're working on. In terms of like my next steps and even like the things that I'm going to be probably doing in the next few months, just literally having 4 months of extreme focus, just doing the most that I can. And then thereafter, probably doing some legal stuff in Dubai. And I have a few things going on there. So I'm just going to be traveling there. I'm going to lock myself in the room for a few days, rethinking everything, just creating the strategy. And thereafter, again, locking myself in the room for like 6 months, just literally grinding stuff out. Then again, just like diving in terms of like just going out of my focus zone and just seeing whatever the heck is happening out there. Yeah, like the sooner you start it, the sooner you discover all the things you don't know. And it's just the pure amount of work that's separating you from achieving stuff. Pure amount of work in the right direction. So yeah, just guys, keep running, keep going hard, never give up. Like those are the words from my side. And with that being said, I'm your biggest fan and I'm going to catch you in the next one.